talking 15, 20, even potentially 25 or 30 inches of rain.
Production at many oil refineries in the region is being halted. Analysts say expect to begin paying more for gasoline at the pump, especially in the South and Mid-Atlantic areas of the country. The Navy has identified a second victim of the collision between the USS John McCain and an oil tanker near Singapore. Chief of Naval Operations Admiral John Richardson says there is consideration that a cyber attack may be the cause of the accident.
In this digital world that we live in right now, it will be a more routine part of investigations going forward. We're going to have to, as a matter of course, investigate the digital and the cyber aspects of these problems.
Law enforcement across the country is bracing for free speech clashes this weekend. A show of police force will attempt to prevent a demonstration at the birthplace of the free speech movement.
The Anti-Police Terror Project and Community Ready Corps still plan to hold an anti-Marxist rally at Civic Center Park in Berkeley, even though their permit to do so has been denied.
There is an entire question about the purpose of people coming into our town.
Berkeley Police Chief Andrew Greenwood says he'll have a show of force in case those groups do show.
There's Jim Roop. I'm John Trout.
And I'm Alan Edwards. It's 10:02. Here are some of the stories you'll be talking about on News Talk 590 WBLK AM and 97.3 FM. Police are looking for two men who they say shot at a third man. It happened just before 11 last night. Police say a man was driving and thought he was being followed several blocks by a black SUV. Then the vehicle suddenly pulled over on Winburn Drive and two men jumped out, firing several shots at the man's car. Police say the man was not hurt, but one bullet did hit his car. They found several shell casings as well. There's no clear description of the suspects. The lucky Powerball winner may be from Massachusetts, but Kentucky is cashing in on the winnings too. Five people in the Commonwealth won the $50,000 prize. After taxes, that should be about $38,000. That means that each player had to match four of the five white ball winning numbers. One of the five tickets was sold at the Mini Mart on Sarah Drive in Lexington. Folks at the Mini Mart said that they are shocked to find out one of their tickets will net a customer a good chunk of change. The winning ticket was sold around 6:45 Wednesday night. Four other $50,000 tickets were sold across the state in Mount Sterling, Winchester, Louisville, and Simpsonville. Saturday's Powerball jackpot goes back down to $40 million. Kentucky has 18 all-time Powerball winners, making it the fourth most winningest state.
A 70-year-old woman's body was found in a church in Somerset, and police are calling it a homicide. Ruthie Carolyn New was a custodian at the Denham Street Baptist Church. She was reported missing Thursday afternoon, but was found soon after in the activity center beside the main church building. Police say she hadn't been dead long. Her body is in Frankfort for an autopsy. I'm LAX18's Nancy Cox for News Talk 590 WBLK.
It's 10:04. You're a minute away from weather and traffic on News Talk 590 WBLK AM and 97.3 FM.
Live from our studios in downtown Lexington, this is News Talk 590 WBLK and 97.3 FM, where Lexington comes to talk.
Seaward Superstore Restaurant Equipment and Supplies. Make your purchasing dollars go farther with our wholesale pricing, whether you need a case or just one.
News Talk 590 WVLK and on FM at 97.3, where Lexington comes to talk.
Car accident? Dial #529 on your cell. #law, that's all.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-601-6992. That's 800-601-6992. 800-601-6992. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, reach for TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com.
Almost chilly out there as we get your Friday started. You're looking at a sunny sky through a better chunk of the day. Some decorator clouds will pop up. A day with very low humidity and a seasonably cool afternoon in the mid-70s. Clear and chilly tonight, back down to the mid-50s. Boy, does your weekend look good. Sunshine, high temperatures near 80 on Saturday. Should be in the low 80s with a mostly sunny sky on Sunday. Both days feature nice low humidity. I'm LA's Heating Storm Tracker Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack with your three-day forecast on News Talk 590 WVLK and FM 97.3.
Traffic is moving well right now across central Kentucky as the morning rush hour is kind of wound down. They do have the paving work that's ongoing out on the Richmond Road corridor on the outbound side between Midland Avenue towards Chinaway and from Chinaway back in toward Midland Avenue on the inbound side as well, so be careful there. Watch out around the UK campus for some congestion off and on throughout the course of the day. Now, town's been a little bit busy this morning, too, so I just allow yourself an extra couple of minutes. Brad Mitchell with Traffic News Talk 590 WVLK and 97.3 FM.
It's Live with Lee on News Talk 590 WVLK. Lines are open at 253-5959. Touch star 590 or toll free 877-777-0590. Now, here's Lee Cruz on News Talk 590 WVLK.
News Talk 590 WVLK Live with Lee. Hello. Welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for hanging out with us today. Show brought to you by Landscaper's Corner. Get your lawn ready for fall with the ever-popular Triple Crown Elite Grass Seed. That's available in 525 with a 50-pound bag. You can call 225-9433. Larry G. Lover filled in for me yesterday. Gave me a day off, which I appreciated. I got to hear him fight with the boys for like 2 minutes. I was doing some other things, but I got to hear him say, "I need to talk to him now." And I just laughed. I don't know if he's talking to Dave or Al, but it was fantastic. Listen to Larry being frustrated. "I need to talk to him now." "No, right now. Now." And Dave and Al did exactly what I told them. Ignore him. Here are the phone numbers you can hang out with me today. 253-5959 star 590 on the AT&T wireless or 877-777-0590. If you want to email me, you can do that. Lee Cruz at WVLKAM.com. You can also text. Thanks to our friends over at the Pharmacy Shop located on Southland Drive. We're going to talk with Governor Matt Bevin coming up any moment. I'm in communication with his people, and we're trying to arrange a phone for him to call. So they're working at a furious pace trying to make this happen. So as soon as we get him on the horn, we'll pop him on the air, and we can start asking questions of the governor. Okay, the question of the day, which is brought to you by United Structural Systems, your foundation repair and waterproofing experts, ifixfoundations.com, 859-254-7700. It's this. It's thought that 50 million people in the U.S. will watch the Mayweather-McGregor fight on Saturday. Will you be one of them? My understanding, it's about $100. It's $100 to watch that. You got the UFC guy, which going up against Mayweather, one of the more classical boxing styles that you'll see with a lot of speed. It'll be interesting to see when those two clash. All right, good. We got the governor on now. Matter of fact, let's ask the governor. Governor, you going to watch that fight? Wait a minute. Where are you, governor? You're not there. You're on this one. Okay.
These kind of things. If I know somebody who's already watching it, I'd be happy to watch it with them. I love combat sports. I've always loved boxing. I love MMA. So I find it intriguing. It feels that it's a little more of kind of a big show than an actual competition. I don't know. Both of them are going to make an obscene amount of money, and that seems to have become the point of it. But it could be interesting. It really could. I just remember what a letdown the De La Hoya Mayweather fight was. That was the last time there was this great big huge hyped up thing. And then the same thing with the last Pacquiao fight. It just a lot of build up and a lot of disappointment in the end result. So I frankly would love to see McGregor knock Mayweather out. I really would. Even though I can't stand McGregor, it would just be fun to shut Mayweather up. So
yeah.
We'll see.
Well, we'll find out Saturday night. All right, Governor, let me ask you a couple of questions, one of which, let's start with the pension thing, because I know you've been on a tweet storm about that and letting the folks know, you know, this is the priority and we have got to get this fixed, and because we've made promises to folks and we want to honor those.
Exactly, and more than a tweet storm, I'll tell you what, I have been speaking everywhere that I can, on not only through programs like this, but I mean, yesterday I was speaking to 1,000-plus state elected officials at the county level. The CERS folks are having their annual conference. I've been speaking at other similar events, talking to people about the fact that, you know, speaking to representatives of some of the other entities like teachers and others about the fact that this has been kicked down the road long enough. And everyone understands we've got a problem. There's disagreement as to how bad the problem is or what should be done. But the reality is it's going to bleed out if we don't actually get it fixed. So I'm working with the legislature. I'm going to be with them again for hours again today. And so it's the type of thing where we're going to fix it. We're going to fulfill the promises we've made to people to the absolute extent that is financially possible.
The desire is there, but I mean, what are some of the, if you can share that, some of the ideas to go about this Herculean task? How do we get this accomplished?
Everything is on the table. For example, should we allow, these are questions we have to ask ourselves. Should we allow a state employee to retire in their 40s right. when everybody who's funding that right. is working increasingly into their 60s and 70s and beyond? When you have to wait to 67 to get your Social Security, why can you start drawing a full-time salary as a retiree as a 38 or 41-year-old if you buy years in advance? I mean, these are the kind of things that, you know, so what should be the proper retirement age? That's one question. You know, you should, you know, what can be done to ensure that teachers going forward participate in Social Security where they're not allowed to right now in this state? You know, what types of things should or should not be done as it relates to COLAs? You know, should people be allowed to hoard sick days, which nobody ever seems to take? They manage to be healthy, with rare exception. They get 12 sick days a year, and they hoard those up for 10, 20 years, and then they roll that into the final year and pretend it was income in the last year to spike their salary up, because your salary in retirement is based on what your last salary was in your last years of employment. Is that a type of game we should allow people to pay?
Right.
Play? Should we allow people to buy years of retirement? Should we allow somebody who's 41 years old to buy 6 years worth of retirement early, where they're going to retire making $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year, and they get to buy a year for $800, stick it to the taxpayer? These are questions I don't think most people out there fully understand the way to which people have the ability to game the system. Now, some don't, and I'm grateful for those who don't, but some do. Should it even be possible
right.
for people to play games and stick it to the taxpayer? We, for example, have a lot of people who retire on August 1st. Why do they retire on August 1st? Why is that a magical number? Because about 7 years ago, to play games with the budget, the previous governor changed things so they give people one paycheck in June and three paychecks in July, because the fiscal year ends June 30th. And so because of that, people historically made more ending July 31st because they got three paychecks, and because that allowed them to pretend that was part of a higher income for the year. I mean, these kind of games, the previous administration did that to try to make it look like they were balancing the budget.
Right, yeah.
So you just didn't pay people in June. Right. You paid them more the next year. You ended up paying the same amount, but it was a little shell game.
Right.
But now people have figured out how to use that to basically make more money in retirement at the taxpayer's expense.
So
I just, I, I just think these are the kind of things that are all going to be on the table.
Well, I think they should be as well. And if you do all the common sense things that you're talking about, because nobody in the private sector, you don't get to take advantage of those types of rules. I mean, it doesn't make sense to me why you would run a business that way. But even if you fix those things, Governor, where, okay, the employees have got to do just the common sense things that is a requirement of any business to operate.